December 31. I shall be loyal in my attendance, generous in my giving, kind in my criticism, creative in my suggestions, loving in my attitudes. I shall give AA my interest, my enthusiasm, my devotion, and most of all, myself. The Lord's Prayer has become part of my AA thoughts for each day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Have I given myself? Meditation for the day. As we look back over the year just gone, it has been a good year to the extent that we have put good thoughts, good words, and good deeds into it. None of what we have thought, said, or done need be wasted, but the good and the bad experiences can be profited by. In a sense, the past is not entirely gone. The result of it, for good or evil, is with us at the present moment. We can only learn by experience, and none of our experience is completely wasted. We can humbly thank God for the good things of the year that has gone. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may carry good things into the year ahead. I pray that I may carry on with faith, with prayer, and with hope. Affirming the good. Fun becomes fun, love becomes love, life becomes worth living, and we become grateful. Beyond codependency. Wait and expect good things for yourself and your loved ones. When you wonder what is coming, tell yourself the best is coming, and the very best life and love have to offer, the best God and His universe have to send. Then open your hands to receive it. Claim it. It is yours. See the best in your mind. Envision what it will look like, what it will feel like. Focus until you see it clearly. Let your whole being, body and soul, enter into and hold on to the image for a moment. Then let it go. Come back into today, the present moment. Do not obsess. Do not become fearful. Become excited. Live today fully, expressing gratitude for all you have been, all you are, and all you will become. Wait and expect good things. Today, when I think about the year ahead, I will focus on the good that is coming. Maranatha. We have much to be judged on when He comes, slums and battlefields and insane asylums. But there are the symptoms. These are the symptoms of our illness and the result of our failures in love. In the evening of life, we shall be judged on love, and not one of us is going to come off very well. And were it not for my absolute faith in the loving forgiveness of my Lord, I could not call on Him to come. But His love is greater than all our hate, and He will not rest until Judas has turned to Him, until Satan has turned to Him, until the dark has turned to Him, until we can all of us, without exception, freely return His look of love with love in our own eyes and hearts. And then, healed, whole, complete, but not finished, we will know the joy of being co-creators of the One to whom we call. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.